In the last lesson, we learned how to identify hard trends that will happen. Hard trends cannot be changed, even if they will disrupt your job, your business, or your industry. In this lesson, we'll learn how to identify soft trends and discover ways they can be used to shape the future. A soft trend is a projection based on statistics and other measures that have the appearance of being tangible, fully predictable facts. It's something that might happen, a future maybe. You might be wondering, why are we spending time on things that might happen versus spending time on hard trends and the certainties that will happen? The answer is that by clearly making the distinction between hard and soft trends, you can completely change how you and your organization will view and plan for the future. Personally, I love soft trends. Why? Soft trends can be changed. The ability to influence the direction of a trend provides a powerful tool for shaping the future. Often change can come to us from the outside in, forcing us to react and put out fires. But when change comes from the inside out, we have a level of control over change, a powerful vehicle to influence and shape the future. Both hard and soft trends look good in the present. If it's not a future fact, even if it's highly likely, it's a soft trend. Here are a few examples of soft trends, and as you hear them, notice that none of them are future facts that cannot be changed. The number of people becoming doctors in the United States has been declining for the past 10 years, and this trend will continue. China's economy will continue to be strong. The number of obese people in the United States will continue to rise. Sales have been increasing the last 5 years and will continue to increase the next 2 years. House prices will continue to go up over the next 5 years. Facebook will remain the largest social media site for the next 5 years. Even though all of these soft trends seem likely to happen, they can all be changed. They are not future facts. Now let's look at the relationship between hard trends to soft trends. An example of a technology hard trend is, we will see an increasing use of mobile apps for business processes such as purchasing, logistics, supply chain, maintenance, and customer service. This is a future fact. A related soft trend would be, which companies will develop mobile apps such as these to transform their business processes? A demographic hard trend is the retirement of baby boomers. A soft trend related to this would be which companies will implement a system to collect the knowledge and wisdom from their baby boomers and implement a knowledge-sharing network before they retire. You can see from these examples that hard trends will happen even if you don't like them. Soft trends can be molded and developed to produce some powerful benefits and advantages for your organization and your industry. Here's a hint to help you separate hard trends from soft trends. If you are spending time debating if it's a hard trend or a soft trend, then it's a soft trend. Now, here is a powerful insight about soft trends. All soft trends are based on assumptions, since they are not future facts. Not all assumptions are created equal, and some can get you into big trouble. There are two types of assumptions, and to stay with our theme, I call them hard assumptions and soft assumptions. A hard assumption is when we have good data that supports your assumption. Soft trends that are based on hard assumptions are likely to happen. For example, healthcare costs will continue to rise. This is a soft trend because it can be changed using transformational technology that already exists, and because it is based on hard assumptions, even though it is not a future fact, it is likely to happen. A soft assumption is not based on research or data, it's based on an opinion or a gut-level instinct. A soft trend based on a soft assumption is far less likely to happen, and if you have a strategy that depends on this happening, your risk level is very high, and you can get into trouble very fast. For example, in the case of launching the Affordable Care Act, a soft assumption was made that there would be enough young participants to sign up for the plan to offset the higher costs of the older participants. Unfortunately, this was not researched before the launch, and this soft assumption was one of many soft assumptions that had a negative impact on the launch of the plan. Now you can see how important it is to categorize your assumptions when analyzing soft trends. Your learning activity will show you how to identify soft trends you can use to shape the future and know what's next.